Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I guess I was calling in to be a participant on your radio show, on your call-in show. And I'm calling in as a Native American entrepreneur businessman that's trying to establish our knowledge and technology throughout Native country. And then also I wanted to cover the topics on telecommunications technology as well as the grants and where the tribes are at. Because I have an open dialogue with the FCC Native American desk on a day-to-day basis, and a lot of the tribes are missing out on the grants.
Oh, so what do? You help the tribes get grants for telecommunications and things like that?
Well, yes. I'm kind of like a liaison between the FCC and the tribes, not just one tribe, but the tribal nations throughout the nation. Kind of like a spokesperson for them that don't understand the language of telecommunications infrastructure. So that's what I did, as well as green energy utility. So I'm not a politician within the circle of politics, but I know how to get the technology part out to people like the FCC that understand that language, that can help solve those problems on Indian country, such as Wi-Fi that's needed and all the other stuff that's needed for first responders.
Okay. So how have you had any success so far?
Well, my biggest success is, yes, I did became good friends with Matthew Duchesne, who is the chief executive officer at the FCC for the Native American Affairs. He was hidden during the Trump administration. He was appointed by Obama, and during the Trump years, they kind of put him underneath in a basement, so Trump wasn't aware that he was there. But after Trump left, then he came back up to what he was doing, and he went out of his way and lobbied for a lot of funds, a lot of grant money for tribes, in particular of the needs of children and the lack of telemedicine and all this other stuff. So now with the new system in play, thanks to him, that there's a lot of these different departments within the United States government that are putting out grants. And the sad part of it is if you look at the grant table, who applied, not very much tribes applied, only a handful. And those windows are coming to a close here pretty soon. And so a lot of these tribes that are aware, I don't know why they're not applying for any of these big grants for updating their telecommunications or green energy, and that's for
a lot of Native tribes. They don't want the modern things, because what's happening is a lot of the traditional people are, the technology of these things, the Internet of Things, are separating them from their cultural side to communicating with the youth. The youth are more into this machine, whereas the older traditional people are away from it. So therefore, it's becoming a divide. So a lot of tribes, they don't want it because they want to exercise a certain independence and keep the traditional ways of doing things according to the natural element, whereas, in the urban centers, this thing is very prevalent, but in certain reservations and so forth, some of the tribes probably have not picked it up because this has become a issue with the cultural way of life versus the modern a modern man way of life with all of the technology and gadgets and so forth. I mean, now you mentioned first responders. This can be beneficial in that way, But, you know, so that pronunciation is good, but like I say, but that versus the traditional way of life and trying to keep the other the young people into the cultural way, then there's a divide there. Well, we thank you very much for coming on and sharing that with us. Hopefully you'll have success with a lot of tribal governments, because some of them, they're going that direction. But you would probably have to campaign it, you know, and see like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you for having me on for that topic.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. What's your name?
My name is Black Bonnet, Jesse Black Bonnet.
Jesse Black Bonnet. Thank you, Jesse.
Yes. Yes.
What? But yeah, a lot of the tribes, you know, it's hopefully you have success with that. A lot of the technical things is a difficulty for a lot of people in this time, you know. So, yeah, but we all use it in some form or fashion because it's part of the modern attire. Yeah, we still got to stay connected to our original ways.
Yep, yeah.
And Indian people need to have their own, so if they could have their own, run their own communications and have their own means of use in that, because we have our own independent tribal governments, and we have our own independent governments according to our own traditional way, our traditional governments. And, you know, there are all different ways, things going on out here. So as an independent people, you have to have your own everything.
Yeah,
so, that's good subject there, Jesse. Good subject. Thanks for coming on and sharing that with the people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you thank you very much, and you have a good night and a happy New Year to everybody out there.
Thank you, Brother Jesse. You have a good night also.
Yes,
happy holidays to you and your family also. Thank you,
yes,
I mean.
Okay.
You can come in yet?
We can, but it dropped. This is the runner's number, 617-1517.
Oh, that's your brother Chinupo. I'm listening to Jabril and Jesse Blackbonnet talk, but even Jabril's not really on the top of these things when it comes to that fashion. You know, I'm listening to him, and it's like Jabril is like he's tired. Jabril, I asked Amin earlier, why weren't you at his house? You got to put all that shit aside now. Let's leave it alone. Come this way now. You know, you need to get back over here in the struggle. You got to get back in it, man. I'm still in the struggle, bad, good, or what? That's the hard part. It's always that, because these guys get long-winded. I don't care about what white man has. What the hard part is, I know about Jesse, and Jesse's been trying to work with all these people, but they let him down. But he still tries to keep aging his way that way. A lot of our people are not into that, you know, understanding with it. They're not. I kid you not. Because if they did, we wouldn't be in the turmoil we're in right now in 2022, you know, in seeing a new year come about and everything's all messed up for all the tribal nations. And for the people that are coming in, you know, we just now... I just now got tuned in, and I appreciate you guys stepping up to pray and do all that good stuff. But at the same time, you know, I understand what's out there. But to get into the whole basis of why this radio show is the way it is, people, we tried to tell you all that this is your show, okay? Ultimately, that translates whatever type of you know, meaner you have. And I mean meaner, meaning whatever the area of atmosphere that you've been part of and what you experienced on your reservation and outside your reservation, to amplify or even exemplify things that are, you know, are of an accurate, you know, involvement of what you've seen and done. And the part that is that we always ask you guys to do is to come on and enlighten the listening audiences about what your experiences are and what kind of conditions you're facing. And everyone loves quality time with family, so I give you that. I do. You can do that. But while you're doing that quality time, I'm still in the struggle, looking for ways to take care of our people and fight for things and so forth. And a lot of people, you know, nobody's called me back about the passing of Leonard Peltier. So to me, when that brother came on and he's supposed to know people here in Pine Ridge, where I'm here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, but nobody told me in physical form that, you know, Leonard Peltier passed away. See? And then those kind of guys are, you know, is unhealthy to be on radio shows. And if, you know, the brother Ali knew him since he's 14 years old, something wrong with that picture. So, you know, these are the kind of things that affect Indian country. If he's not involved in Indian country, that brother needs to refrain from trying to participate, because he don't even know that the state of Michigan has always been in a crisis. He doesn't even know that. But yet he want to talk about, oh, yeah, we got to wash the white man's back with a soapy sponge and keep him clean. Man, fuck the white man. That's what I get caught up in with everybody, because that's what's happening. So enough of that. What we're trying to tell people to do is to get in this radio show and talk about what you see. Because today you see prices of food going up, prices of gas going up. This is a war between the white race and the people of color, even the people of color that are in poverty. This is how these people take these initiatives on, and they use them as a so-called allegation, vested upon their facts, because that's their proof how, you know, productions work, okay, to eliminate indigenous people, black people, people in poverty, the yellow man, even his own white people. He'll do that to his own. So ultimately, we try to tell you guys we need to translate these things in more of a, you know, bigger format to really expose what's happening. The kids are the ones that are hurting from all this, because every said reservation in Indian country, when you look at all the states out east that have been wiped out, all them states that have nothing but white folk living out there, and all the native people from Maine to Florida, and I repeat this all the time, there's no more Indians out there. They're all watered down, and they all got an Indian number card, okay? That's the sort of confession that these people see. So, oh, yeah, I'm an elder. They'll say stuff like that. Oh, hey, I'm this, I'm that. That's what's out there, okay? But when you come across the Mississippi and the Missouri River heading west from Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska, and you keep coming further, mid half of the country going that way. And it'll stop at parts of Washington State and parts of Oregon and come in a diagonal and then hit, you know, parts of Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and go back up again, New Mexico. I say this all the time because I've traveled all out there. The western part of the states from Washington State to California are all under drugs. Out east from Maine to Florida, clearing to District of Columbia, which you call the Washington, D.C., all drugs. And the vaster part in the center are struggling to remain those areas that are, you know, free of drugs, okay? But now, recently, in the past 4 years from Julian Bear Runner to Kevin Keller, these newly affected. See, this is the generation today, people. The young generation, the elders used to talk about seven generations. We Choi Chake Chakoin, they say. We Choi Chake in Lakota is a generation. Chakoin is seven. So they always said seven generations going to come. No, seven generation is already, they're already there, and they passed. I'm part of that seventh generation, Chanupa Guluha money, okay? Why do I say that? Because them elders said this, the youth were going to get caught up into something that wasn't theirs. And the elders were right, because a lot of the elders that were really strong and vocal that exposed it, you had different people that had elderly, you know, wanetu, meaning the age of it, the years, wanetu, okay? So, hey, please hold your noise down in the background, folks. Please, so we can get this discussion going. If you want to make noise, get off the phone, get off the radio show, and go make all the noise you want, please. We're tired of telling you guys this over and over. We're tired of that. I'm tired of that. If you want to talk, then get on the show and talk and get to the point of what's going on today. But you don't know nothing about what's going on. You're comfortable at your easements. Okay? This is why I'm saying this. Now, because today's generation of children that are under, look, we just welcomed the new year today. And last night, people out partying, drinking, drugging, getting victimizing people, okay, in the discretion of white America's supremacy, the golden rule of white, you know, philosophical standards, okay? So they welcomed this new year, and you all fell into it, Indians included. All the Indians in every said reservation were drunk and on drugs, okay? And as far as all the people that are in the States, hey, that's them too. My point, that is, I don't want to talk about, oh, there's money out there. I don't give a shit if there's money. If there's money, then give it to the people that need money. Let's don't talk about that shit. Let's don't talk soft. Let's don't do that no more, people. There are people hungry out there. There's still homelessness out there. In certain states out here in the Midwest, from North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, we're under a winter storm out here. Okay, it's cold. It was 11 below last night in the state of South Dakota, minus 11. So there's probably some frozen bodies out there. And all these groups that got 501c3 grant money, what the brother was talking about, how come they ain't putting that to work? Instead, they want to have little shops of this and that and have a little shop here that sells Indian trinkets, and they got their symbols on there. So they're selling this, but they're not open to the public. See, this is what you've learned something from the white man, and you're going to use that money for your own alcohol and drugs when you establish a grand opening of a building. You're all in there drinking and drugging, okay? I see this happening all the time. You put on a treaty meeting, and then you go over there. You got money to use a white man's facility like the Holiday Inn and the Civic Center. You put all that Indian money out there into those areas, and then those people in those states and them towns are racist to the native people. But yet you're still paying the white man again. You're taking care of the white man to feed his family, to buy his family clothes, pay his electricity, pay his propane, all that shit, okay, for the white man. And what's the white man giving you back? Not a goddamn thing, but a headache. You see, this is the whole, you know, cycle of it. You guys all think all the Indian people today are doing is giving up jurisdiction and sovereignty. Whether you like it or not, people, that's what's happening. And all these newly elected, you know, individuals that get in the tribal government do not have a language that summons the people's voice. Get it? In other words, they're not calling on you. And then for some of the elders that do fall into that, you're just getting used. But your elders don't want to stand on that no more. There's a very handful of elders that we strong-heart dog soldiers take care of, and they're slowly leaving us. And they keep encouraging me to keep doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, you got Carlin Red Blanket out there, Edging Medisor, Charlie Waters, Larry. All of these guys are still doing something. Even Chinupa's still doing it. It's cold as hell out there. But we're still taking that time to serve people in need. So every time we get caught up into this stuff about things that go on in what contracts and constructs are, you know, that's all alienated, man. I don't want to hear shit like that. I thought you guys were going to get into some, hey, there's a new candy that came out. We can't buy it, but it's a new candy. You see, that's the thing that's happening out there.
Happening
so today,
out there.
Now, since this radio shows have become more or less, you know, as a complicity, we're trying to get you guys to talk on shit that really is serious, because that's how independence works. I remember this part, and I'm going to turn it over to everybody because, you know, we want people to really talk about what they've seen and are still experiencing in the areas that are, you know, how you want to say it, geographically, okay? I want you guys to really determine that cause there and pronounce it from what you really see. One thing I did see through the intents of these facts, like I said a few weeks ago, at the closing part of 2021, I went to a repatriation meeting in Rapid City when they were having this fake treaty meeting. They, you have to pay to get in there. You have to do all this shit. Phil Tuigle, you know, he's the one that pushed that meeting, and everyone thinks he's some fucking big educated dude. Man, that guy ain't nothing but a victim of circumstance. And if you're listening, Phil Tuigle, you better tell the people what you try to do to, you know, the young girl, Shantae Ruberdu. You better tell the people. If you really want to be a leader, get away from it. And you tell them what you did. Tell them what you did. Shantae's living out there hurt. She's hurt because of what you did to her, man. And then you're going to masquerade out here and play, oh, important that you're a treaty. This is what the white people like, division. So I'm only rubbing it into you because you know what you did. And you need to clean that up. And that goes for a majority of you. I don't give a shit about the men and women today because you guys still have this language that belongs to the white man. And that's the hard part. You put your own people in jail. You give your own kids away. You're still on drugs. You're still on alcohol. You're part of the sociological deformatory. You're part of sensitism. You're part of that Eurocentric bipolar disorder. You're all part of it. You don't want to find healing to really look inside yourself and change it. Those are not allegations. Those are the truth, because you take a look at what you're saying when you talk. Oh, but it's all the white man. Everything's directed at the white man, white man. Oh, we got to praise him. There was a young girl at that repatriation meeting thanking the FBI. Ooh. What the hell kind of people do that to start thanking the FBI after they put our people in jail? Leonard Peltier still sitting in there? I mean, come on, people. This is what you do. I bring it out because I'm sick and tired of it, man. I'm tired of this stuff going on. So anyway, I'm going to put an end to that part and get back to where I left off at. So when one intends to have facts, okay, these are kind of like a consequence that he or she must abide by, okay? And so whether the intended or not becomes these things in the purpose of what we deal with in Indian country, we are never, ever taking that opportunity and that stand and chance to exercise our full-fledged sovereignty, jurisdiction, and all that stuff that belongs to us, okay? Those are just words, so this is why you all use them. But I will stand on this topic alone because right there what I just said, that intent, okay? That means nothingness because it's a sense of lack of participation that you all live with. That's the general purposes, you know, that general purpose of what you guys are forgetting in life in general. And that's what's happening here, okay? So that's over and done with that right there because I know the problem there. Now, when you exercise jurisdiction from the freedoms of independence, that's the key. That's what really strengthens that to get, you know, togetherness to move forward in taking, you know, the land and everything that is dear to us to put it to where it should be for the help of people. And that's what people need because we got tons of homeless people dying. We got people driven out of their homes because there's methamphetamine on the walls. And, you know, there are always these restrictions that are modern scripts that the white man did through the urban housing development, the HUD program, to eliminate people, make them homeless. In other words, they're trying to kill you, folks, but yet you don't care for it. You don't give a damn if they make you homeless and you die out there, okay? You don't care because, oh, yeah, you want to feel sorry. No, you got to fight back. There's people like Shanupa and all of us, other ones that are doing this, we're doing it for you and your children and your grandchildren. We're trying to help you guys. We're not pretending just to talk this, you know. I'm not a quasi-sovereign person. Hell no. I'm standing on the freedom of independence. That's where I stand. And like I said, in modern pretexts, those are just words. But for all of us not understanding what's going on here, the system is going to rewrite policies and procedures over and over and impose them on you, and goddammit, you're going to all go for it because your brain is numb, because you're under the influence of a controlled substance or alcohol. And today's the day of a celebration of January 1st, 2022, of a new, you know, year. People, oh, Happy New Year. Hey, Happy New Year, oh, brother. Happy New Year. Yeah, okay, about all that. After you understand it, then you'll get exactly what's missing. The freedom of this so-called Happy New Year is not extended to indigenous people. It sure in the hell is not extended to people of the yellow nations of people. And it sure in the hell not extended to black folk. Black folk have their own New Year over in their own country. They have a different calendar, same as the indigenous and the yellow people. But we're all marching to the white man's essential part of a calendar. That's our cause of determining, you know, we got to pronounce it this way, or we don't fit in, or we don't get the grant money, or we don't get the commodities, or we don't get our electricity paid for, or we're not going to get no fuel to fill up our gas tank. See, this is what's out there, people, because that white man keeps consuming you to consume you over and over, over and over, over and over. So I stop it with that part. And now I get back into this piece. You see, my brother Jabril and I've been trying to help orchestrate certain, you know, understandings that arise in the Indian country. I've asked Lawrence to come on. I put a call out to many other brothers, Devin, who else? Stephen Carpenter, I put a call out to him. Bryce, Jesse, all these people, even the women. I put a call out to Jenny. You guys, man, get this shit going. Get on these shows. Talk. Don't take no length of talking. Get to the core of what's happening and what's unfolding in Indian country. Because something is going on out there, but you're all failing to see it. That's what's happening right now. I'm going to tell you that right now. I saw it. And I try to tell you guys. I try to call Jabril, but Jabril don't answer his phone. And I tell my guys right here, they know exactly because they saw the same thing in a different town in the next state over, which is Nebraska. So they don't understand what Chinook was talking about. So something's going on out there. I kid you not. That evidence is showing itself. And it ain't good. It's dangerous and scary. And the hard part is you all are masquerading with a different type of sedition that gives you a subversion of what's happening out there. But in actual reality, you are becoming a timetable to determine what's bad and good for yourselves and your family. There's something going on out there, but nobody wants to talk about it. Well, I'm saying it because I'm very awakened by it, and I'm like, and I had to be a stupid Indian to get in there and ask them, hey, what are you guys doing? And you know what they told me? It's not of your concern. I said, oh, yes, it is, because you guys are in my area. And if you're trying to contaminate something here, you're going to deal with me. And you know what they said? Well, we're not dealing with you. We know about you, but we're dealing with your tribal governments. This is what they told me. So they're doing something out there in the name of tribal governments, and that's why you got all these educated Indians in there that are stupid, that are giving up sovereignty, jurisdiction, all of that to them. This is what you guys don't see. So from that, I'll stop right there. Now, I am going to perform this understanding to all of you. because I'm implying it to the authority of you, because you're indigenous people of some tribe. And whatever that tribe is, you better start acting like it. Don't just talk about it. Act like it. Because every time that we get on this radio show and we talk, we're always bombarded with interruption. And that's what you call sociological deformatory, okay? And that's what it does. There is no constitutional authority that gives the white man the power, whether he's a judge or a magistrate in that capacity, to take and have jurisdiction over Indian people. If that was to ever happen, then that's a so-called, you know, freedom by the choice of indigenous people stopping it. But because it's all outlawed, that's how they labeled it. Even remember the United States Constitution. What did it call the indigenous people? They called the savages, merciless savages, right? So when you look at that, and then today a lot of these radical people, because the white man attacked their white man's Capitol Hill just, you know, a year ago or so when Trump got out of office, right? So they attacked that. What does he say now? These radicals have become what? Extremists. And you see what I'm getting at? Always a white man creating problems for every color of man, even his own. So they become what? Dissenters, right? That's a potential name of enemies of state. Get it? That's how they're usurping these exercises of jurisdictions. And the hard part is you guys don't give a damn about that shit. You want to talk nonsense. This is what's happening out there. So I thought I'd give this kind of understanding that's in my heart and brain to talk to a lot of you guys deeply this way. And the comprehension of knowledge is deeper than a goddamn Bible or a book. That's not out of the ordinary. That's what our elders have been telling us. Prepare yourself for the future. They said in Lakota, meaning that's what's happening, the comprehension of knowledge. That's what's out there, okay? That's why they're usurping your exercise to assert your jurisdiction. And all these constitutional, you know, graphic, you know, behaviors that eliminate your own reconciliation to leave shit alone, they want it. And they also want you. That's the hard part. So just like that brother that came on the show yesterday, oh, yeah, I got contact down in Pine Ridge. Well, goddammit, who's your contact? Say it. Say it here on Pine Ridge. So say it so I'll know about it. See, that's how division starts. That's how Connor and tells. And then my brother Ali, if that is your friend since you guys were 14, drop that kid like a bad habit. Drop him now. Get away from him. He's talking nonsense. He's not going to hurt you, but he's going to hurt your own people. And you don't need to be affiliated with somebody like that. I had a lot of friends that turned coat, and I stayed away from them. But guys like Charlie and Adrian and the guys I know, they stayed by Chinupa through thick and hard times. And we're still brothers to this day that will never, ever turn our backs on one another. That's real brotherhood. No different than my brother Amin and Jabril and even Cleo, my little brother. This is what you people don't see out there. There are many other brothers that I have out there, Tristram and David and Mark Vecina and all these guys. These are real people that are seeing exactly what their own people are doing to each other. We're trying to help you guys get out of dormancy, but fact of the matter is you don't want it. So you all talk nonsense. The reason why we have so much incarceration in this country is because you people allow it. You fight the only ones that have knowledge trying to help you. But I ignore it. You know why? Because I'm not an isolated person. That's what you all do. So you want to scream and send me texts and say this and that. Oh, you're not part of the black community. I don't see you with black pictures and shit. Oh, get real, person. What do you think Amin and Jabril and Cleo are? What do you think Decabooter and his mom Emma are? Huh? The list can go on and on. Those are real black folk with indigenous blood. They know. The nerve of you guys shoot me texts and say stuff like that, trying to get at me. Oh, but you allowed Joe and all them other crackers to come on your show and you praise them. That's not the way, man, you orchestrate anything in chains. The apparatus is always going to be a stake that's pounded into a ground by a hammer. And guess what? It's always contemporary. That's how the system works out there, man. You guys don't even get it, but you sure do like to talk because it's from your perspective. No, it's not from your perspective, because if it was from your perspective, you would have a language. You would have a language. That's what it takes. The austerity through initiating a program takes language. That's how you do it. Why do you think the white man say, we're going to condemn this land? This land is no good, so we're going to condemn it. You know what they use in that language? They call it eminent domain, people. That's the practice that asserts their power to take land and homes away from people, to make them homeless in our own country. That's why they wiped out and killed scores and scores of indigenous people. The white race has always thought he's above the law. And these laws weren't written by the great mystery. They sure in the hell weren't written by Grandmother the Earth. And they sure in the hell weren't written by the four-legged and the trees, the bugs, all that shit. Only the two-legged man does that shit because he's a devil and he's a white man. That's the hard part for you people to understand, man, the criminalities of what these people are brainwashing you through their values of mismanaging it as a perception to hold you accountable to get your consent to sign the goddamn paper to give up your human rights. And that's what's happening here, people. Man, you don't know shit, man, about what that white man is doing out there, man. They're doing it in every state, county, reservation, the federal departments. They're all doing it. Man, you guys, man, don't get it. But you sure do want to talk about something. Well, I'm sorry. I want you to get the taste of the real penalties that we live in every day. That's a pressing situation that keeps your hands binded together, man. That's inhuman. That's what the white man's doing today. So you want to talk about the extra interior, you know, corporate economics, because people said, hey, Chinupa, I thought you was in Washington, D.C. No, I didn't go down there. I didn't go down there when my little brother Bryce in the woods and them all went down there. They did. Everyone thought I went with them because that was, they asked me to come. Bryce did. You can come. No, but I didn't have no money to go. I'm not going to, you know, that's not the way I do it. I'm not going for vets. I'm not going for none of that. If I'm going to go down to D.C. and the United Nations and another country, I'm going there for the poor people, the poor indigenous people, and the people of color that are in poverty, whether they're black, red, and yellow, even white. Because there are poor white people out there struggling. You people can hate them too, just like I did. That's okay. But the point that I'm raising all the time is to get you. Quit signing the goddamn paper, which you all do. I had enough of that because we've been investing our time and energy on shit that we're not even producing when we can do it with our own word of mouth. And I rest my case on that one because we're coming up to the top of the hour. And last but not least, I will conclude it with this. So here we are trying to take a prior understanding to how, you know, America has practiced and perfected colonial policies to neutralize human rights. Okay? There is an authorized status or status that we can use that creates what they call a jurisdiction of sufficient evidence to vest upon what we're talking about. Okay? But it's up to you people that are listening to tonight's show to gravitate that with me because I cannot do it by myself. And I ask you guys to help me. Help me, man. I can't do this alone. But you said you guys want to fight me and say shit to me. And I ignore all that because you're not my problem. The problem is white America. That's the problem. But you gain all that knowledge from them, and it really puts you in a bind because you don't know how to circumvent it. And you know that. That's how you establish your behavior, and you take it on the ones that are trying to help you get out of dormancy. Those are the two things as a necessary, you know, measure that creates the fault of why jurisdictions don't work for Indian people, because we don't exercise them. And it takes the freedoms of independence to make it happen. And the sad thing, all of you men, you don't like it when it's being, man, bombarded upon you. Well, then help me out. Shut up and listen for a change. Because when you watch Congress and all them people on TV playing these games, they're implying that power to take the guaranteed human survival away from you to get you to be codependent on them. That's what's happening. And then you will be like that brother that came on, oh, yeah, 48 hours ago, Leonard, he couldn't even pronounce Leonard's last name. Oh, yeah, man, he passed away. See, this punk man, see, that's what creates division. And I do hope Brother Ali drops that kid like a bad habit. Don't be hanging around him no more. He offended your red people. And if you can't support us on that, then okay. Go with him. He's denying you your due process. Duh. That's how I demand disclosure. Because we indigenous people freed the black race, and once and for all, black folk, get that in your hearts. Abraham Lincoln didn't do that. We indigenous people did it. We freed you. We took you into our nation's man encampments. Don't forget the Choctaw people have a big story down south. It's called Crossing the Boxito, way before Abraham Lincoln came along. Come on. And you guys don't get it. Oh, but as long as the white man is what? Don't forget the white man did you guys wrong, black folk. He's making movies about it. Watch that movie. Shut down. And watch that movie. Matthew Carnegie, he wrote this movie, okay, called, man, The Free State of Jones. Sit down and watch that movie and see how he's doing black folk in that. Damn, you guys don't get it. They're finally showing, man, what their true color is. Why do you think they got away with Roots? And even Freedom's Road. Muhammad Ali made that movie. He was one of the actors in it called Freedom's Road. How come you guys ain't watching that? Because all of these things are all bought and sold because they were showing real images of what white folk were doing to people of color. Look at what he did to me and mine, man. He almost exterminated the whole goddamn Turtle Island. He almost took us completely out. Man, you people. Fucking raped our women and children and our elders and murdered our babies. That white man's capable of doing that, man. But you never see people doing that to him, invading his country and doing that shit to his people. No, you don't. Because we believe in the great mystery, the Mother Earth. We believe in what supernatural spiritual powers are out there. And they have returned. This is why this evil keeps trying to fight us over and over. And it's you people of color that are fighting your own, and you know who you are. So as we come to the top of the hour now, we're going to limit your talks. And Jabril and Amin, you guys monitor their time. And I'll close this with this part here. Metaki epile chalake se taku epkekile wolak hota mila haska tawi choi ke he tokata kya kaholiewa na hechu se e wagnaki. E honey wakant hanka ki chi mane tuna uchi makakile woyuk se unkupi he ha hena lechu e woyuk tanki uspe unkapi sa he yanke. Na lila ota tohan we choi when you your hawk the tony hechu se tokata kya etuams ni tony. Na woman kashka I hakab nazi unki apiki hene ishan waslo eki ois papi. Ho he ishan yanke. Ho wane etu ki aket hoksa tchanki ki onji hi nazi. Mila hanska ki hene kaka. Hene hechus e wastela ka picha waat gona pezuta sitya umpina doske hene tchachanki ni tchoki yu sitak de inians ni hechus de umpi. Sa le chala wola koto gna u lewu cho eki le tchokata ewa gna. He ni epi, he ni tchoki. Woa kanki le glihuni. Chake was ake sita oispik de na ake tukata ke tona hu was ake he abeleza ke he suta nazim na ichaki akte. Ho he chanku ki apkhenia pi hecha. Chakikshuya po. Taku ya chipik the hunt tokata kya natanka hecha nazim na hachola nazim na sik yogna waki ankata agna ke hunt taku kas he kakpi yankte. E honey hechus on kokya kabun hechabha. Ho wana on kicha gona ha. One to ota on kius papi ke he wana uchtalab na winuchtala ki hena nuki on kikwakab. Hena ukitu epi wana. So wasloi ki lena tiwahe na ha unchina kaka o spinach kao ki he. Hey, chante ogna suta olus pite. Ho he insian woik chanki he yanke. As aata, mila haska tak shita kakao na ha, ta winta, hena wansa gna ihakam nazipi. Hena wa stesne mi ta kepi. Ho, wa kanki legli huni. Na ya chimpik te hanta, tra chinki le luchito. Na etaha woik chan he yatuk te ki he luhakte. Na kik suya po, chalupo a kanki le e honi, wian kub he ha. Wamak haska at the Utroxan, a hechus, Ian, ake, do cute trehuncha, le Katrako at the Mila Huska at the Wichaka Suta. Na ake, Utku, Echaganago. One go, henna woke, pricky, henna yanke. As Iliansni at the Yak Yapi. Naha toha took the Wamak haska tilena, Suta Iwag like a gay wine chablag at the Blihimiji. Knock in the hechus there. At Akishwa Nazi, Nahena Echa Yechetu, Nahena Yachimbo Yaki, as Niepikte. So, as we come to the, you know, 6 minutes of the top of the hour, this is what I said in the language. It's up to you guys to decide if you're really an Indian or not. And that's just the word I'm using, Indian. Because they labeled us this, and we're still doing it like them. Well, I'm Chunupa Guluha Money. I'm not capable of telling you why that name is there. I'm not going to tell you that because I told you a long time ago what it meant and you don't get it. But if you guys are still going to use the white man's names like Jimmy Charlie, George Henry and all that, go right ahead. That's what makes you lesser of being who you are. You keep vitalizing his name. You keep using the name of the white man. And that's why he loves to see you. Because we bore his names for almost 255 years, almost 260 years, and yet that white man still don't lie. We're not good enough for him. So it's time to get rid of those names and go back to your traditional names and stay away from him. Stay away from him because that guy is evil. Like I said earlier in this conversation, in this little, you know, hearing of the radio, this interview, this talk show, there is bad and good blood in every race, and it's up to you to decide where you want to be. If you want to remain with poor people and be connected together with them, get your ass over here and help me out because I can't do it by myself. That's all I ask for. I'm not telling you to give me a dollar bill, give me a slice of your bread. No. There are scores and scores of kids out there that are hungry. They can't get no happiness. And you all, man, make it worse because you leave, you take off. You know you do that shit, man. You harm your own people. That's why they're out there on the streets drinking and drugging, because they are being reduced to that. The white man's doing that shit, and you tribal governments allow it. God damn, you're using, man, us as a membership to get this funding for everybody, according to Mr. Blackmana. Talking about all that stuff. That shit don't work for anybody. Why don't you guys try to buy Buffalo and bring them back? Bring them back and start giving all the rest. You all tried it, but you guys turned around. Didn't even feed nobody. You didn't feed no one. I know. I've seen cattle on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation here. My grandfather, Roy Martin, Chantel Hitika, which I said was the last rancher to sell that at gunpoint. This was under the Dick Wilson administration. I seen this shit, man. Know what the hell I'm talking about. There was no need to go to the goddamn man Kamad house. But the government constantly did this over and over. But it's up to you to make these matters work on however you seem it. But I, for one, is going to continue to be in that struggle to fight for what little people I have. Remember, flesh and blood of a woman and a man create a bond of families, and that's how it makes brothers to create, man, what needs to be done to keep the way of life going. And it's up to you to help me with it. And I give you that little understanding, man, at the opening of this hour, because when I was calling in, all I did was got the music, and I know what's going on. Anyway, back to all, and let's keep the talks short as we can, so we could end the show with a happy song. All right, back to you, Jabril, and turn it on, and let's get busy.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brother Snooper, and the pronunciation of things. And you're right. There is a lot of topics which need to be addressed, and definitely the children, the elders, are number one topic, because without family, there's nothing. So we open the phone lines up. Callers.
Jamil.
Hey.
It's Chicago Kid.
What's going on, Chicago Kid?
On the air, Daku Shankan and Daku Akan. Control.
Daku Akan. Right.
On top.
What's going on up there in
Cheyenne River Country, bro?
In the bottom of us. I'd like to talk quickly about 25 years since I sobered up, and 15 from there to 2022, which is 26 years now. And working for the elders here back then, early 2000s, they told me to do some research and find out all these laws and codes and whatever we can find that affect indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere. So that I started doing research early 2000, and I got a 15-page document together to 2007, and it started from this map that I have that is judicially recognized in 1978 by the Bureau. Judicially established map. And then the people bulls, 1893, 1492, 1493. That's when it starts, the papal bulls, and then it goes up into 1619 when the British did a proclamation, like, you know, a declaration that they're going to get land here to start their colonies. And then 1720, there was a map by the French that looks just like America up to the Mississippi River. And then it's blank there, but it has the Teton. We're at the headwaters. That's the only thing in 1720. So the Teton, we ran into the Teton. That was the only name on the uncharted land there, 1720. So in 1751, those French brothers, Granger brothers, they buried a fleet by Fort Pierre, Bad River, that goes into the Minnesota. They got mud there, but they let them go. And so did Lewis and Clark, too. You know, they met them there, too. They let them go. So they claimed that Louisiana Purchase. So that's where I put this document together and invited the Republic of Lakota at that time to our headquarters, Nigga Beat, to the school auditorium there. We let the school, high school, you know, come in. They let them come in and participate and listen to Russell and Phyllis Young and Gary Rowland. And that was in 2008. So I handed this 15-page document I put together, handed it out. And there was standing buffalo from Sioux Valley. I think there's 17 reserves up there, 16 reservations here. So three that involved the Lakota speakers. And they have a map of where the buffalo roamed. They made the highways. And that's all in this middle of this bread basket, they call it. But for us, we call it the heart of everything that is. That's what I mentioned to the Secretary of Interior from Pueblo, Deb Holland. when she came to the office of special trustee building there at Fort on Mount Rushmore Road right there in Rapid City. And she spoke with the Great Plains chairmen. They got up and spoke to her pretty good, some of them. But I mentioned in Lakota that this is our land here. And it was mentioned here that it was the most ripe and rank case of dishonorable dealings in the history of U.S. government. And that we're living right now in prophetic times. So, you know, Wakantika is here now. Like what Chinupa said, there's something here. Yeah, Wakantika is here now. Very observant. So we have to go back to Wolakota understanding. But we also got to understand these prophecies that are manifestation is happening now in the moon, in the sun, in the earth, on the earth, because of Daku Shemshkan and Daku Wakan that's around there, between heaven and earth, between the star nation, the spirit road, and where we're walking here, hopefully on the red road. A lot of our people are on the black road. Misunderstandings, and they need to get back on the red road, and that will hopefully get that spiritual discernment. Because you know we got to talk mind, body, spirit, and emotions. And there's a system here, the New Deal, that was basically shoved down our throat back in the 30s. Our leader, and this document I got in my hand now that I put together actually went into 19 pages and was more. Had more information, but my laptop got the blue screen at death, and I got the laptop, and there's one guy said he can get it out, you know, because remember when them laptops cost money to retrieve all your work. So,
Bryce,
talking about right now is that we need to, these last three meetings real quick on the Ocheti Shakoe meeting started in 2018. I presented this constitution, the Tetuan Constitution. And that was probably,
anybody else have anything to say? Area code 505-3576.
There you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. On the topic of what Chinupa was talking about, I also not only blame the white man, I blame the white women too, also. You got to put them in the category with these people because white women are always trying to take our native men, black men, and trying to make a mixed race where as these children grow up, they don't know anything about who they are or where they come from. All they want is to have a child that is pretty and beautiful and everything. But what about the culture of the child when the child grows up and he finds out that he's really native? Or he's really black and he don't know anything about his culture because the white person wants to, this is how they're taken away from our people is by mixing our race and taking their language and their traditions and their background. You know, they don't know anything about that. And here later on in life, they're trying to come back to that. But the white man's not going to let them, and the white woman is not going to let them because they don't want them to know anything about that. They just want to have a beautiful child. Oh, I have an Indian child. I have an Indian baby. I have a black baby. You know, I have a mixed race, Indian, black. But that's not the point. These women need to stay in their, they need to stay in their place and their race. You know, you've caused enough problems with Native people, black people, and whoever you want to mix yourself up with. You know, but it's not helping the child how to grow in this world of what he truly is or she truly is. Back at you.
Soon, 575-625, and you have anything to say on this topic?
Oh, just say that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I just got a couple of things to say. You know, I've been listening to the whole thing, and it's hard to follow Chinupa. And then I don't really know what Bryce is talking about. Maybe he should read that covenant. I don't know if he has a copy of it or can get one, but he can get one from Chinupa. Read that. It's got all the information there. Anyway, you know, we're talking about independence for our COTAC. That's the only thing we're interested in. You know, all the white people, the even black people, all the people that are under the IRA government and promoting it and participating in it, they're all accessories to the fact of all the atrocities that were committed against our people up to this day and continue on. And you know, they took away our whole culture. And I remember back, you know, when I was a kid, and I'd be wandering around the Indian camp, you know, in Rapid City there. And there wasn't anything, no culture there whatsoever. It was just some ramshackle kind of cardboard shacks thrown together. And they lived off of the tailings from the processing plant there. And they got the wood right from the sawmill right next to that. And they got water from the creek. And that's about how they survived there, and there wasn't really nothing else. Nobody, you know, was expressing or participating in any kind of cultural activities whatsoever. And, you know, so I guess it comes down to this, and I guess I'm going to have to be the one to say it. Do we want our culture back? If we don't take it back, it's going to fade away completely. Because it's only been a very short period of time that's gone by since they took it. And now we're looking at perpetuity. That's a long time away now. And what's going to happen to it in that period of time? You see what happened to it. So far, they let people have a round down and a, you know, a powwow and a, you know, a little ceremony here and there, and, you know, little things like that. But they're in control, and they're going to keep it. They're going to stay in control. They're not going to give you any control. They're not going to, you know, co-manage Black Hills with you. They're not going to give you any control over any of that at all, or anything else. And they're going to continue to take the culture away until you just have something that you look at. That you talk about, and maybe it exists over there in just a little portion of somewhere. But if we're talking about we want our culture, then the only way to get culture is to get it all back, not just part of it. Talking about all of it. And what is all of your culture? All of your culture. Your culture is based on freedom and independence, as it used to be. And until you get that back, until we get that back, it's just not going to be pure culture. It's going to have watered down culture, yeah. And it's going to keep getting watered down. So if you want to get culture back, you have to be free and independent. You have to get your territorial boundaries back so you can designate an area to be a sanctuary, a spiritual sanctuary, where it's totally free and independent of all this bullshit, technology and all of that. We can do that. That can be done. But you got to be free and independent. You got to have your jurisdiction of your boundaries. You got to have recognition of your country. That's what you want. You decide what you want. I know I already decided what I want. That's what I want. And I want it not just for me, but I want it for all of you. And that's what I've been working for. And that's what Chinook has been working for. And very few other people, but some of us have, and we're not going to stop. So I'm going to leave it at that, and then you guys can talk about it.
All right, 918-0762.
Yeah, this is Rachel. And I just want to hit on with what Geraldine said, and she's right about that because I'm one of those people. And I agree with her that there should be stop breeding with white people. I'm part white. And my life was screwed up with that. And it's hard when you try to reach back and get into that culture and everything. And I agree with what Geraldine said there completely 100%. And even me being a breed, I still think, too, that we need to stop breeding with white people because she's right. It just bleeds it down and just takes everything away.
Okay. Okay. That's it. Okay. Jabril, anything else you want to say about this? On this?
Jabril.
Everything. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, somebody said Jabril.
That was Bryce.
Mm-hmm. Bryce.
Jabril, I mentioned a document here that gives all these accords, doctrines, people bulls, Supreme Court rulings, federal law, public law. And I got another document here and another one. Kind of like four pillars for independence. And this one of these documents has signatures on it, which is a legal organic document now. And the other document is a breakdown using on this document from 2007 when they passed that United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Where that says in nine states that we can decide to be a community or nation. So United Nations, that this one document is signed, it's called the Constitution of the Chichimeyate of the Ocheti Shakone, a sovereign nation, original holders of a loyal title, preamble, and most of the international laws that are quoted here is the right of the child, the right of the woman. All of these accords and doctrines from the United Nations apply, and also the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People is on the last one mentioned. So it recognizes international and traditional law, and it recognizes the Elders Council. It's structured to regard 1851 treaty territory. It goes with this document, and this other document goes with it. It's a funding mechanism under this UNIDRIP to fund this traditional government for a year. And this applies a lot, like what I was mentioning about the Second Interior, because, again, it recognizes the 51 treaty. The 68 treaty, I got a document.
Okay, hold on. You guys, we're coming down to the top of the time. We can get to that another time. Thank you, Bryce, for bringing that up. You know, we understand that, too. See, a lot of the people that have information like this, They're not sharing it with nobody, but they're sharing it with these ones that don't even give a damn about it. This is why I get offended with it. And I appreciate it and bring it on. Let's move to the next one. Next tire. Come on, because we're coming down to the top of the closing hour.
The FBI caught that white guy named Jim Martin, and that guy, he was looting and grave robbing for 50, 60 years. And the FBI caught him. And he had like a warehouse of 250,000 cultural items, man. And he had 500 human remains. So this guy got caught in the 58 and 59, 61, 62. He was here in South Dakota. And he was digging up graves and robbing them. So the FBI was investigating last 8 years. 3 years ago, we heard about it down in Cool Creek. And now the FBI is saying they're running out of this area where they're protecting them because they're treating these human remains as a crime evidence. But they need them repatriated under the NACPA. So Oglala Council, they took it up to file for it. You got to file for it. They clear it, and then the logistics of bringing them back. Where this white guy, he started telling the FBI where these human remains were and giving them information. Then he died on them, 93 years old, philanthropist. So that's the issue that was at Mother Butler's, because Rosebud sponsored 3 days of Ocheti Shagun, and Oglala sponsored 3 days. And that's where that came out. And there's other issues that are coming out that our Lakula Glomicha needs to take up. Our elders council need to start addressing right
you
now.
You see right there what Bryce is saying right there. People, listen. Listen again. This is why I'm against that. When people call us to go check these meetings out, we go at the people's request because the councils do not inform the people. Okay? This is why we say this all the time. So now you know that these people are doing it. We've been knowing they've been grave robbing from day one. That's why you have all these FIPO people out there.
Remember,
that can't
Chinupo,
bring any.
Hold on, listen.
Let me finish here, and we got to move on because we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. All of this information that we all encountered, we need to be sharing that with people like I do. But when you come back to Pine Ridge, those guys ain't telling the elders. This is what happens. So all these guys in these programs, they want to make it look good because the FBI, the white man been knowing they've been unearthing bodies everywhere. Even when they do a pipeline, they unearth. That's what they do. They do it all the time. But people in tribal councils ain't attacking them. They're not attacking them until it's a last-minute thing, like what's happening right now. I could care less about that right now. Right now, look. We have been talking about real important matter. That's beneath me. We are told not to unearth human remains. They say that, which is true. And we don't want to follow the elders' belief? My God, man. I don't want to care. Leave them alone. We don't do that. We're not digging up white people's graves.
That's what you're looking at.
We're not digging up white people's graves, are we? We're not selling them, huh? There's no Indian grave robbers. See, this is all white man. Come on now, man. It's too late for that. This is 2022 now, okay? These people have been doing it.
Indiana.
They've been doing this for hundreds of years, and nobody's saying a damn thing. Everybody's asleep. So a tribal government wants to try to say something. You can't trust a tribal government because it never leads the people. They keep trying to make you pay to go to a meeting and all that. Bullshit. If you're going to have a meeting, keep it on the reservation. Keep it on, regardless of what I'm saying here. Regardless, okay? What I'm saying here, put it within your people so people can get information too. But you got to have money to go give money to the white man. What you all doing, man? Shit, we don't have that. Now the whole understanding here. We're coming to that bottom of the hour. So you can pick it up next week. Next week on the show, come back on and bring your stuff up. But hear what I'm saying, people. This is what happens. See, he's on paper. He's not on earth. That's the hard part. I seen him at those meetings, and I sat back. I'm the guy who stepped up to the security because these people don't want nobody in them. Bill Means and Phil Two Eagles and all these crap people. That's how they are. And they're going to call the white man's cops on you. That's how these people are. I disagree with them. But you people that listen into these shows, you don't say a damn thing about them. They're selling you out right before your feet. You don't even get it. Listen, again, we are told through ancient times to never, ever unearth human remains. We are told that. That evil is going to fall back on the people that have any affiliation with it, and these guys don't get it. It's going to mess with your brain, and it's going to kill your heart. And so as we come down to the last few minutes of this, anyone else before we close?
No, that's about it. Everybody already spoke. That was about it.
Okay, so let me wipe the slate clean here, folks, real fast, and put it back with the song. Last minute, these radio shows become an important topic, and we understand that. We try to give you guys an opportunity to see it from our point of view as red people. And the hard part is we have, you know, people like Bryce and them that are stuck with that momentum of that behavior. You know, always a tribal government, but it's never what the people want. Again, it's never what the people want. And so the hard part is we as the people have to stick our necks out to get out there to fight it. And that's what I've been doing from day one, because I stand with the poor people. I'm with the poor people. I ain't got nothing. But the hard part is I got to find it to make it work. And with all that in place, we become our worst enemy because, oh, you want to brag up the tribal council? What for? They haven't done nothing for me. And they sure in the hell ain't going to do nothing for anybody else that's poor, except lie to them. Want you to take a vaccine shot and have a mask on. Every time the white man tells you guys something to do, you do it for him. But when your people tell you to do something, you won't do it for your people, vice versa. But that's the real mentality of who we are. And we thank you all for coming into tonight's show, because as I said earlier, you're all divided because you're making it happen. And you know who you are, male and female. And until you get back to the basis of tradition and understanding who you are, then you become free and independent, and you will always be at peace. You'll always be at the life of love. And until then, have a great rest of the evening. Enjoy yourselves tomorrow as the sun comes up, and, you know, continue on to whatever you like to do, and be happy. Just stay happy and think positive, and whatever people throw at you, ignore that, because you are a free people. And that's all there is to it. And thank you for coming on tonight's The Indigenous Voices of People. People, this is your show. I get really strung out on this shit because I live with it every day, every second, every moment. Every day the sun comes up and goes down in the west. So thank you, and here's our song.
Wakaya,
Participants that were on tonight's show, we love you, and we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People. Have a great rest of the day. Take care. Aho.
Good night. Go out eat. Talk about that. Good night, everybody. Until next week, Indigenous Voices of People. Hope you're not talking.
Have a good New Year, Gabriel.
Okay, have a good one, Bryce. I'm going to call you so we can share the document.
Uh-huh.
Hope it up.